弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主，经过了一年多，没有办法和弟兄姐妹一起聚集。
We thank the Lord, even though in the past year and some time that we have not been able to gather personally.
现在我们预定是在五月开始回到教会聚会。
We're now able to do so in the first week of May.
弟兄姐妹，我们带着渴慕的心和神的儿女们，我们能够一同聚集，一同来敬拜。
Let us come and worship God with one another with a true worshiping heart.
我们也相信，在过去这一年多，神给我们赐下了逾越的恩典。
And we know in the past year and some time, God has given us grace beyond measure.
神的祝福是永远的。
And His blessing is everlasting.
早间我们在这里和弟兄姐妹一起分享不能震动的国。
And this morning, we'd like to share with you the unshakable kingdom.
请我们一起来读希伯来书十二章第二十八节和二十九节。
Let us read together the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verses 28 and 29.
所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神，因为我们的神乃是烈火。
Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful, and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire.
在这两节经节一开始就让我们看到，我们既然得了不能震动的国。
Therefore, in this two-verse passage, we see that we have received a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
今天我们成为神的儿女。
And as children of God,
我们成为国度的子民。
As people of His nation,
我们需要认识这个国度是不能震动的国。
We have to know we are in a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
我们既然得着了，我们就应当要感恩。
Since we have received it, then we need to give thanks.
我们今天能够来到永生神的面前来侍奉他。
And the fact that we can come and serve the living God,
是我们要怎么样的一个心态来讨他的喜悦。
What kind of manner we should have to please Him?
我们应当怎样虔诚敬畏的心，我们来侍奉他。
And how can we serve Him in reverence and awe?
属灵的事情，我们看见神先让我们得着一个地位。
Regarding spiritual things, we can see that God always first obtained a position for us.
但是神要继续在那里建造，在那里制作。
And then He continued to work to build up.
早间我们在这里一同来认识不能震动的国。
Therefore, this morning we want to take a look at this unshakable kingdom.
啊，这是神的国度。
And this is God's kingdom.
神掌权。
Where God reigns.
神的生命能够彰显。
Where His life is seen.
我们看见这个国度是永远的国度。
And this is an everlasting kingdom.
在旧约但以理书。
In the book of Daniel, in the Old Testament,
尼布甲尼撒王他做了一个梦，梦到了一个大的像。
And King Nebuchadnezzar had this dream, and in his dream, he saw this great statue.
那他的头呢是金金的。
And his head is made of gold.
胸膛和膀臂是银的。
And the arms and chest are made of silver.
他的肚腹和腰呢是铜的。
And the belly and the waist are out of copper or bronze.
他的腿是铁的。
And his upper legs are made of iron.
他的脚是半铁半泥的。
And his feet is half clay and half iron.
后来我们看见有一个石头出来
，and a huge rock was cut out and flew out。
他特别讲到是非人手所凿的石头
，and that rock is not out of man's hand。
然后打在这个半铁半泥的脚上
，and this rock hit the half iron half clay feet。
然后脚碎了，然后整个金银铜铁泥全部都碎了。
And the feet was collapsed, and the entire body collapsed.
在二章四十四节。
And in Daniel chapter 2, verse 44,
这边讲到说，当那列王在位的时候，天上的神必另立一国，永不败坏，也不归别国的人，却要打碎灭绝那一切国，这国必存到永远。
In the time of those kings, the God of heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed, nor will it be left to any other people. It will crush all those kingdoms and bring them to an end, but it will itself endure forever.
所以神要另立一个国度。
Therefore, it shows that God will establish another kingdom.
这个国度是神的国度。
And that is the kingdom of God.
所以他用那一个非人手凿出来的那个石头来做一个预表。
And therefore, the rock that's not colored by man's hand is just a symbol.
这个所讲到的让我们看见金银铜铁泥就是至大的神他把这所有其他的完全的粉碎。
It says the great God has shown the king that all these the things that made this great statue made out of the gold, silver, bronze, iron, and clay will be broken into pieces one day.
这个国是永远的国。
Yeah, God's kingdom will be everlasting.
所以我们要认识这个国度，它是不能被震动的。
And therefore, we need to understand that kingdom God is not shakeable.
那到底什么是这个国度呢？
So then, what is this kingdom about?
前两周我们的弟兄也跟我们分享到国度和君王。
And in the past few weeks, our brother has shared with us the things regarding the kingdom and the king.
我们知道在路加福音第九章讲这个国度的意义，将我们启示出来。
And also in Luke chapter 9, God revealed to us the significance of his kingdom.
主在27节说，我实在告诉你们，站在这里的有人在每场死位以前必看见神的国。
In Luke chapter 9, verse 27, Jesus says, I tell you the truth, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the kingdom of God.
告诉他们，你们要看见神的国。
Therefore, he told them, some of you will see the kingdom of God.
我相信这些门徒们虽然他们跟随耶稣，可是他们对于神的国有自己的想法。
And I believe those disciples who were following Jesus had their own idea about what the kingdom of God is about.
有很多这些犹太人，他们所期待的还是一个属地的国度。
Because many Jews were still looking for a kingdom on earth.
他们盼望有一位弥赛亚来拯救他们。
And they were hoping the Savior, Messiah, will come and rescue them.
主告诉他们，你们要看见神的国。
And here Jesus says, you will see the kingdom of God.
到了28节，说了这话以后，约有八天，耶稣带着彼得、约翰、雅各上山去祷告。
And verse 28 says, about 8 days after Jesus said this, he took Peter, John, and James with him and went up onto a mountain to pray.
他说正祷告的时候，
and as he was praying,
他的面貌就改变了。
The appearance of his face changed.
衣服洁白放光，
and his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning.
哦，在那一个场合的当中，
and in that situation,
充满了荣耀，
it was full of glory.
我们看见有摩西，有以利亚，
and then Moses and Elijah appeared.
有代表旧约的圣徒，有代表新约的圣徒，
and saints representing the Old Testament and the New Testament were on the mountain.
主耶稣面貌改变了，
and Jesus' face changed.
那个荣耀从他里面彰显出来，
and the glory was within him.Was manifested.
他本来就是神荣耀所发的光辉。
He was originally the radiance of God's glory.
他是神本体的真相。
And the substance of God Himself.
他在肉身里面。
In His flesh.
他想把所有的荣耀隐藏起来。
He has hidden all the glory of God.
但是我们知道，他在肉身虽然那么卑微，虽然受尽了痛苦。
Even though in the form of flesh.He suffered and he was so humiliated.
他是他在肉身中彰显这位神的荣耀。
Yet, that moment, he was able to show forth God's glory through his flesh.
在变化的山上，主耶稣彰显是真正神的那个荣光从他里面照射出来。
And on the mountain of transfiguration, Jesus indeed showed forth the true glory of God through his flesh.
门徒们，我相信他们非常的稀奇。
And I believe his disciples were marveled.
但是需要开启。
Yet that takes revelation.
主告诉他们，你们要看见神的国。
And therefore Jesus says, you will see the kingdom of God.
神的国不是外面，不是属地的。
And God's kingdom is not concerning things outwardly.
国度的实际是耶稣基督。
Because the substance or the reality of God's kingdom is Jesus Christ.
他们看见了神的国。
So they saw the kingdom of God.
他们看见了 荣耀的主。
Because they saw the glorious Lord.
好，那个荣光从主身上能够彰显出来。
And the glory was able to be seen through Jesus Christ.
那我们知道，当主耶稣他复活，他升天。
And also we know that after Jesus resurrected and ascended into heaven,
他得着他的教会。
He obtained for himself the church.
教会是他的身体。
Which is his body.
是他充满万有者那个丰满。
The fullness of the one that fills all and in all.
今天国度是借着元首和身体是一同来彰显的。
Therefore, the kingdom of God is manifested through the head and the body, which is the Lord and the church.
什么地方我们知道主掌权？
So any place when Jesus is in control,
他的生命彰显出来。
Any place where his life is shown,
我们知道在这里有国度的实际。
Then we know the reality of the kingdom is there.
那这个国度是不能震动的国度。
And that is a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
是永远的国度。
It's an everlasting kingdom.
那我们在下面要来看见他讲到那个震动。
And we want to take a look at the word shaking.
我们一起来读一下12章的26节和27节。
And let's read together Hebrews chapter 12, verse 26 and 27.
当时他的声音震动了地，但如今他应许说，再一次我不单要震动地，还要震动天。这再一次的话是指明被震动的，就是受造之物都要挪去，使那不被震动的长存。
At that time, his voice shook the earth, but now he has promised, one more, I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. The words once more indicate the removing of what can be shaken, that is, created things, so that what cannot be shaken may remain.
我想很多弟兄姐妹我们都经历过地震。
I believe we all have experienced earthquakes.
啊、地震来的时候有时候是非常可怕的。
And sometimes that's a dreadful experience.
我们不晓得什么在下一步会发生。
Because you don't know what will happen after that.
虽然时间可能很短暂。
Maybe the earthquake hit in a short time span.
但是常常带来很严重的灾害。
But its impact can be very big.
那这边他特别用这个震动啊，他说不只是震动地还要震动天。
He says, not only I will shake the earth, but also the heavens.
那他这边让我们认识到震动使国度能够显出来。
And the purpose of shaking is to reveal his kingdom.
第一个借着震动受造之物都要挪去。
First of all, shaking will remove all the created.
我们看见在希伯来书十二章一开始就讲到我们有许多的见证人如同云彩一样的围绕着我们。
And in chapter 12 verse 1 of Hebrews says we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses.
在十一章他讲到那个信心的行列。
And in the chapter prior to that 11 says that whole line of spiritual giants of faith.
这个行列从旧约一直到新约。
And this line started from the Old Testament into the New Testament.
哦，有多少的圣徒在这行列的里面。
And there's so many saints are within this line.
他们是信心的见证人。
And they are all witnesses of faith.
他们如同云彩今天围绕着我们。
And they are surrounding us like a gray cloud today.
所以讲到说我们呢就当放下各样的重担。
That's why it says let's throw offanything that hinders us.
脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
And the sin that so easily entangles.
我们有许多的见证人如同云彩一样的围绕我们。
Since we have this great cloud of witnesses surrounding us.
那这些见证人他们也激励我们。
And they also are encouraging us.
今天他们奔完了这条路程。
They have finished their race.
今天我们也看见了一个荣耀的标杆。
In the same way we saw that glorious goal in front of us.
所以神也呼召我们要忘记背后努力面前的。
So God asks us to forget what's behind and press on forward what's ahead.
要向着标杆直跑。
And march toward the goal.
弟兄姐妹，当我们在奔跑的时候
，Dear brothers and sisters, when we run a race,
我们不愿意在身上带着许多的重量。
We don't want to carry a lot of weight.
所以他这边告诉我们说要放下各样的重担
Therefore it says to throw off everything that hinders
我们也不愿意被许多东西来缠累
And we don't want to be entangled by many things either
所以他讲到说要脱下容易缠累我们的罪
Therefore it says throw off the sin that so easily entangle us
这些属地的重担
And these earthly burdens
是妨碍我们奔跑
They hinder us from running
这些罪的缠累
And the entanglement of sins
也影响我们的奔跑
Also impact our race
那弟兄姐妹今天我们怎么放下怎么脱去呢
Therefore brothers and sisters How do we throw off these things
我们看见历史历代这么多的圣徒
And look at the saints throughout generations
他们看见那不能看见的
Because they saw the Lord who cannot be seen with naked eyes
是荣耀的主向他们显现
But because the revelation from the glorious Lord
今天主也要向我们每一个人显现
In the same way our Lord wants to appear to us
当那无价至宝的一线
And when that priceless treasure appears
就叫我们脱下属地的吸引
We can easily hinder and throw off anything that hinders us
哦，我们知道主那么的宝贵
And we know how precious he is
当我们遇见了主
When we meet with the Lord
他的荣耀满我们的眼目满我们的全心
And his glory would you fill our eyes and our hearts
除了主以外没有什么再能够来霸占我们
And anything else or nothing else can bother us or occupy our hearts
主帮助我们你看见这一个显现
And when this happens, this appearing,
我们就非常的自然脱下了属地的缠累
It becomes very natural for us to throw off anything that hinders.
我们那么喜乐放下地上的这些重担
And joyfully, we will let go of these burdens from earth.
因为我们也看见十二章，他特别讲到神的管教
And also in chapter 12, we saw the discipline from God.
我们知道神爱我们，所以他管教他所爱的儿女
We learned that God discipline those who he loves.
神没有降灾祸的意念
And he does not want to harm us.
他不愿意我们白白的受苦
And he doesn't want to suffer in vain.
管教因为他爱我们
He disciplines us because he loves us.
是的，他一面管制，他一面教育
Yes, it's a disciplinary education.
然后教我们更多的得着他
So that we can have more of him.
我们能够与他的性情有份
So that we can partake in his Nature.
弟兄姐妹我们说这一条路今天摆在我们每一位神儿女的面前
And now this path is marked off before each and every one of us
我们都有一个荣耀的标杆
We all have this one glorious goal
我们都走在同一条道路上
We're all walking on the same path
弟兄姐妹们我们都是属天道路的同伴
Dear brothers and sisters, we are companions on this heavenly way
我们有这么多如同云彩一样围绕着我们的见证人
And we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses
然后我们和我们的同伴弟兄手握弟兄的手
And let us hold on to each other's hands
我们也一同走在这条路上
To run on this way
所以我们看见神用震动将这个国度显出来
Therefore God reveals to us his kingdom through shaking
他讲到旧造受造之物都要挪去
He said that he will remove all the created
也就是说今天不属于主的
And anything that's not out of the Lord
我们的旧造我们的老旧生命
Our old self, our flesh life
许多属地的缠累属地的吸引
And earthly attractions or bondages
今天借着震动要把这些都除去
Will be let go through God's shaking
是的我们遇见了主这对我们是一个何等大的震动
Yes Meeting with the Lord is a great shaking.
今天我们在神的手下，有的时候神兴起环境来
，and also God raised different situations in our lives.
叫我们遇到一个大的震动。
That is a shaking for us.
有的时候我们知道说，在这条路上有许多的艰难，有许多的训练。
Yes, we know there are many disciplines, many sufferings on this way.
但是是神爱我们。
But it happens because of God's love.
哦，要把这些老旧的、这些所有受造的都要挪去。
So that through these things, God can remove anything that's from the old, from the flesh.
我们感谢主，这个震动叫受造的都要挪去。
We thank the Lord for He shakes so that He can remove all the created things.
使那不 能被震动的能够长存
So that unshakable things may remain.
所以神有一个积极的目的
So for God, He has a very active purpose.
管教神有一个积极的目的
And when God disciplines, there is a positive purpose.
我们与他的性情与他的圣洁有份
So that we can partake or share in His holiness.
神在我们身上他有的时候让我们被震动他有一个荣耀的心意
And God has a glorious purpose.Every time when He shakes us,
叫那不被震动的能够长存
So what is cannot be shaken may remain.
我们在哈该书第二章第七节这边读到说，我必震动万国。
In the book of Haggai, says chapter 2, verse 7 says, "I will shake all nations."
神要震动万国。
God wants to shake all nations.
他说，万国的珍宝都必运来。
And the desired of all nations.Welcome.
我就使这殿满了荣耀。
And I will fill this house with glory.
这是万军之耶和华说的。
And says the Lord Almighty.
今天我们知道主来之前还有多少的事情会发生。
And we don't know how many more things will occur before the Lord's second coming.
只是我们在过去这一年特别很多次大家在交通讲到说主来的日子那所有的预兆一样一样的都在显明
And just in the past year many of us have shared about that the signs before his coming have shown
我们知道主在震动万国
Because we know the Lord is shaking all nations right now
但是主有一个荣耀的心意
With a glorious purpose behind it
哦，我们也祷告盼望神的旨意能够成就
And it is our prayer that Lord, your will be done
他震动他要人的心能够转向他
He shakes us so that our hearts can be turned toward him
他讲到说将万国的珍宝都要运来
He shakes so that the desired of all nations will come
使这殿满了荣耀
So that his house can be full of glory
我们求主得着更多的人
And we pray the Lord will receive from himself more people
今天我们看见主在那里震动
And we see the Lord is shaking
今天在我们的身上主在震动我们
Shaking on us individually
不是地上这个地震的震动
This is not shaking like that of the earthquake
哦，他向我们显现
But through shaking he appears to us
让我们能够遇见他
So that we can meet him
哦，那一个荣耀充满在我们的里面
So that his glory can feel within us
弟兄姐妹对我们来讲是一个何等大的震动
And to us that is a wonderful great shaking
我们的生命会有一个大的翻转
Because our life will be turned around
从前我觉得是有益的现在我以为是有损的
And things I regard beneficial now I regard loss
保罗说他怎么看万事如粪土
AndPaul says, I consider all things as dung.
一个大的震动临到他的身上。
It all happened because a great shaking came upon him.
他遇见了这位复活的主。
He met the resurrected Lord.
主要遇见我们每一个人。
In the same way, God wants to meet with us.
求主把一个深的渴慕赐给我们。
May the Lord put a true longing within our hearts.
我们渴望与主来相会。
That we long to meet with God.
哦，这个震动何等的宝贵。
And this such a precious shaking.
要把这些受造的挪去。
That all the created things will be removed.
叫我们那么自然的，我们脱下这些重担，我们愿意放下，我们脱离缠累我们的罪。
That naturally and willingly we throw off everything that hinders or entangles us.
没有什么再来霸占我们的心。
And nothing else can occupy our hearts.
然后你就看见说，一个真实不被震动的国。在这里能够彰显出来
And then what is not shakeable may remain
哦、oh, 叫神的儿女愿意回转到神的面前
Oh may all the children of God turn back to him
各个国的珍宝都要带来
And the desired treasure of all nations can come
从前为自己活
We used to live for ourselves
从前这个世界这么的霸占
And the world used to occupy our entire life
现在我们得着了释放
But now we have been set free from that
都是主付了重价买回来的
It's all because our Lord paid a great price
使得各国的珍宝都要运来都要归给我们的神
Yes, all the desired treasures will be shipped to the house of God
叫神的殿是充满了荣耀
So that his house may be full of glory
使得这殿幕后的荣耀大过先前的荣耀
Yes, the glory of the the temple will be greater than the glory of earlier days.
也许在人看仍然是那么的微小。
Maybe it still looks very insignificant.
仍然没有什么外面叫人家可以来羡慕。
And there's nothing outward that can attract enviness.
但是神的儿女，我们里面知道。
Yet for us.Children of God, we know
我们遇见了这位荣耀的主
that we have met him, this glorious Lord.
这个荣耀的国度，今天神要显现出来，在地上，在他教会的里面。
So this glorious God can be seen through his church on earth.
我们心充满了感谢
and our hearts are full of thankfulness.
刚刚我们读到十二章第二十八节，讲到我们既得着了这不能震动的国。
We just read Hebrew 12 verses 28 that we have received this kingdom that cannot be shaken.
因着相信
，and because of faith，
我们成为神的儿女。
We have become the children of God.
我们成为国度的子民
，and also people of His nation.
所以我们得着了这个不能震动的国。
Therefore, you and I have received this kingdom that cannot be shaken.
我们知道国度。真实的意义在于神的儿子耶稣基督。
We all know the substance, the true meaning of the kingdom is Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
今天基督是我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
我们得着了不能震动的国。
So we have received this unshakable kingdom.
他讲到说，我们就应当要感恩。
Therefore, we should give thanks.
今天成为国度的子民，我们得着一个何等的地位
？And we have received a wonderful position as people of God.
而我们能够来侍奉我们的永生神。
So we can now serve this living God.
我心里面要充满了感谢。
And we should be full of thankfulness.
是主高抬了我们。
Because God has lifted us up.
那今天我们说是蒙恩的儿女
，so we call ourselves blessed children.
我们也是蒙赎的子民
，also redeemed people.
所有蒙赎的子民，我们都是侍奉神的人
，and all those who are redeemed serve God.
每一位神的儿女
，and every child of God.
神买了我们归给他
，God has purchased us back to Him.
今天我们不但得着了一个权利
，so not only we earn this privilege.
神要我们起来侍奉
，God also wants us to get up and serve Him.
那我们知道说这是一个何等蒙福的事情
，and that's such a blessed thing.
弟兄姐妹，我们存着感谢的心
，therefore with thankfulness.
每一次能够侍奉神，我们里面都是充满了感谢。
We are full thankfulness when we are able to serve God.
我们知道我们是侍奉我们的神，我们的主。
Because we know we are serving our God, our Lord.
今天在教会有的时候有一些的需要。
And there are things or needs in the church.
我们请弟兄姐妹来服侍。
We might invite certain people to come and help.
啊、弟兄姐妹在做的时候
，and when they are doing the things we ask，
他们不是为哪一个人做的
，they didn't do that for a certain person。
弟兄姐妹，每一个服事，我们是服事我们的永生神
，but every service is for the living God。
我们存着感谢，今天我能够来服事，我里面充满了感谢。
So we should be thankful for being able to serve。
我是何等不配的人
，because we are not worthy。
我们怎么能够？来侍奉呢
？How can people like me to serve God？
侍奉神，这是何等大的事情
！Serving God is such a great matter。
所以我们说，既然得了这个不能震动的国
，Therefore we say, since we receive this unshakable kingdom，
我们就当感恩。
We should be thankful。
他下面讲到说，要照着神所喜悦的来侍奉神
，and we should serve him in a manner acceptable to him。
那另外讲到这种虔诚敬畏的心来侍奉神
，also in reverence and awe。
今天要照着神的喜悦来侍奉
，so we need to serve God in a manner that's pleasing to him。
要侍奉神，不是要。照着我的喜悦。
When I serve God, it's not to please me.
其实弟兄姐妹，我们都知道我是不重要的。
Because we all know that we are not important.
我们像是仆人。
We are just servants.
我们是管家。
And we're just like housekeepers.
我们所有做的是为了要讨主人的欢喜。
Everything we do is to please the master.
在罗马书十四章第十七节到第十九节。
In Romans chapter 14, verse 17.
这边讲到说，因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。
It says, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
在这几样上服侍基督的，就为神所喜悦，又为人所称许。
Because anyone who serves Christ in this way is pleasing to God and approved by men.
所以我们务要追求和睦的事，与彼此建立德行的事。
Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification.
他讲到说，建立德行的事，原来的意思就讲到说是要建造。
And the wording here, mutual edification, means to build up.
彼此建造。
To build up one another.
弟兄姐妹，我们要做讨神喜悦的事情。
Dear brothers and sisters, we want to do things that's pleasing to God.
今天在服事的当中。主是我们的中心。
So when we serve, we know the center of our service is the Lord.
所以每一次我们祷告，主啊，不是照着我的意思，是照着你的意思。
Therefore, we'll praise the Lord not according to my will, but yours.
主啊，不是成就我们的意思，是成就你的意思。
Not to fulfill my purpose, but yours.
我们求主他能够得着喜悦。
And our desire is that God is pleased.
所以在这边讲到说，神的国不在乎吃喝。
Therefore says the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking.
常常神的儿女他们所争论的事情
，A lot of times our disputes
可能属于吃喝的这一类
，fall into the category of eating and drinking.
它是一个比喻来讲的，就是说这一类的，我们要认识到说什么是。像是吃喝一类的。
And this just gives an idea so that we need to know what is considered eating and drinking.
神的国不在乎这些。
Because the kingdom of God is not about that.
今天如果我们在那里争论的，我们在那里彼此不和的，是为了这一些的事情。
So the cause of any dispute or disharmony fall into this category.
我们的神他不会喜悦的。
Then we know our God is not pleasing.
什么能够让神喜悦呢？
What can truly please him?
他让我们认识到神的国在乎什么？在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜悦。
It's the things regarding righteousness, peace, and the joy in the Holy Spirit.
我们的神他是公义的神。
Our God is a righteous God.
今天公义、和平、圣灵中的喜乐。
So righteousness, peace, and the joy in the Holy Spirit.
叫我们认识到说，在这个国度所要彰显出来的
are the things that needs to be seen in His kingdom.
是基督他那荣美的生命
That is the life, the beautiful life of Christ.
今天借着神的儿女。
And through the children of God,
能够让这个生命彰显出来。
This beautiful life needs to be seen.
这是国度的实际。
That is the reality of the kingdom of God.
弟兄姐妹，这是神的心意。
And brother, sister, this is what's in God's heart.
所以在这些上面，我们能够来一同侍奉。
Therefore, through these things, we can serve together.
我们说这是神喜悦的。
And we know it is pleasing to God.
我们求主让我们有一个分辨的灵。
So may the Lord teach us how to discern.
让我们里面常常来到主面前，我们遇见主，我们摸着主的心意。
So that we will come close to Him and meet with Him and sense His heart.
借着祷告，叫他的旨意能够行在地上，如同行在天上。
And through a prayer, we said, "May Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven."
哦，我们祷告主啊，愿你的旨意能够成就。
And our prayer is always that, "May Your will be done."
弟兄姐妹，讨主的喜悦。
Lord, brothers and sisters, to please God.
照神的喜悦，我们来侍奉他。
We serve according to His pleasure.
必须照着他的生命、他的性情，我们来侍奉。
And has to be done in His life, in His nature.
所以他让我们说要追求彼此和睦的事情。
And therefore says you need to make every effort and to live in peace with all men.
主来了，他成就和平。
Because when Jesus came, He bring reconciliation.
他让我们和神中间今天有了和平。
So that there is a peace between God and us.
他也要神的儿女之间有和平。
He also wants to have reconciliation, the peace between among children of God.
所以要追求和睦的事。
So he says, make every effort to live with peace with others.
当我们看见这是基督的身体。
And so when we truly realize that we are in the body of Christ,
每一个肢体都是那么的宝贵，
and every member in this body is important,
在神的眼中都是珍宝，
and in the eyes of God, they are all treasures.
今天也许从我们天然生命的里面，也许你有这个意见，他有那样的一个看法，
and maybe according to our natural life, we have this point and you have that comment.
也许弟兄姐妹之间有一些的什么嫌隙，
maybe we have some disapproval against each other.
但是我们要追求和睦的事，
but we need to make every effort to live in peace.
在这个追求中，我们需要放下自己。
And when we say make this effort means we need to let go of ourselves.
神不喜悦我们在这些争执，在这些彼此不和的当中。
And God is not pleased if we live in disharmony or disputes.
主来了，他愿意舍他自己。
When Jesus came, willingly he let down his life.
他的生命是平安。
His life is peace.
他说他把他的平安留给我们。
And he says, I leave my peace to you.
他要我们彼此相爱。
And he wants us to love one another.
哦，弟兄姐妹，这是讨他喜悦的。
And that pleases him.
因着真实的相爱。
When we truly love one another.
因爱甘心舍自己。
And with that true love, we're willing to let go of ourselves.
我们愿意放下自己。
And willing to sacrifice ourselves.
追求和睦的事情。
So that we can live in peace with one another.
这是让主喜悦的。
And this is pleasing to God.
然后他讲到说彼此建立的事。
And also talks about how we edify one another.
今天主要我们彼此的来建造。
And God wants us to build up each other.
是的，今天我们没有一个人是完全的。
Yes, no one's perfect.
但是我们需要彼此。
So we need one another.
我们需要在一个工程里面，我们在这里彼此建造起来。
And we're in the same building work.
我们看见今天神的心意要得着他的教会。
And we know it's in God's heart that he wants to build up his church.
他需要神的儿女长大成人。
He needs his children to grow up.
不止我们个人的生命需要成长。
Not only individually we need to grow up.
是整个教会需要被建造起来。
But in the entirety of a church itself, we need to be built up.
那我们今天在这里看到什么是能够合神心意让他喜悦的事。
And we need to know what is pleasing to God.
今天我们感恩啊，我们能够来侍奉神。
First, we need to be thankful that we can serve God.
我们就需要照着神所喜悦的来侍奉。
Then also we need to serve according to his pleasure.
那第二个他讲到说要存虔诚敬畏的心来侍奉。
It talks about serving God with reverence and awe.
他这边的虔诚敬畏就讲到一个非常属神的一个敬畏。
So the awe here is a godly fear.
那我们知道这个敬畏其实就是一个怕。
And godly fear is a fear.
那这个怕跟我们天然人的许多的怕呢，其实它有一个不同的意义。
But this fear is different from the fear we usually have as a natural person.
在希伯来书十二章十四节讲到说，你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁，非圣洁没有人能见主。
Hebrews 12:14 says, make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord.
是要我们追求圣洁。
So he wants us to pursue holiness.
非圣洁没有人能见主。
Because without holiness, no one will see the Lord.
然后我们就知道这个圣洁是叫我们能够从所有主以外的我们被分别出来。
And so we know holiness is to set aside us from other things.
然后我们是归给耶和华我们神的。
And then give ourselves to the Lord himself.
人如果不圣洁，
So without holiness,
我们没有办法来见主。
We cannot see God.
当然，很多时候我们会讲到说，哦，主耶稣基督因着他的宝血，我们是可以坦然无惧的来到施恩宝座的面前。
Yes, on one hand, that with the blood of Jesus Christ, we can come to the mercy seat of God with confidence.
但是弟兄姐妹，今天我们不要忘记。
But On the other hand, brothers and sisters, let's do not forget.
是我们的神，他是圣洁的神。
Also, that God, our God, is holy.
今天我们不是只是带着一个我有这个权利，所以我可以大摇大摆的，我也什么都不用这个管了，我就可以来到神面前。
Therefore, we don't say, "Oh, I have earned the privilege, so I can come boldly to God."
是的，一面来讲，我们可以坦然无惧的来。
Yes, we can approach God with confidence.
但是另外一面，我们知道我们的神他是圣洁的。
But on the other hand, we need to acknowledge the fact that our God is holy.
我们今天蒙了这么大的恩典。
We have been so blessed.
我们不愿意好像只是站在一个地位上，而我们不能来讨他的欢喜。
So we don't want to approach him because we have been given this position, yet our condition is not pleasing to him.
他的生命已经赐给我们。
He has given to us his own life.
在我们里面的生命是圣洁的，是公义的。
Therefore, the life within us is now holy and righteous.
是超凡美丽的。
It's beautiful.
但是怎么从我们身上显出来？如果不是和这个生命性情相合，这个不能讨主的欢喜。
Yeah, if what we manifest is not that beautiful life within, then we cannot please God.
他讲到说，我们要有一个敬畏的心。
That's why we need to approach him with godly fear.
那这个敬畏是讲到那个怕。
And that fear.
是的，我们说敬畏神。
Yes, when we say have reverence toward God.
我们怕神
means we have a fear toward him.
那这是一个有福的怕
and that is a blessed kind of fear.
敬虔的敬畏
and that is a reverent and godly fear.
这个敬畏并不是叫我们远离神
and this fear does not keep us away from God.
反而吸引我们来靠近主
on the contrary, it draws us closer to God.
但是我们不愿意，或者说我们怕。在我们的身上有我们自己的显出。
We have fear because we're afraid that our flesh and life will be seen before him.
我们怕有自己的成分。
We're afraid that my service is all myself.
有的时候弟兄姐妹来问我们一件事情。
Sometimes brother or sister will ask us for advice.
我们怕今天我们的回答有自己的成分。
We're afraid that our response is out of our natural life.
今天我们做一件事情。
And, or we do a thing here.
或者我们说一些话。
Or we say a few words there.
我们怕这里面有我自己的成分。
We are afraid that things we say or do is out of our own self.
哦，这个是一个虔诚的敬畏。
And that kind of faithness or that kind of fear is a godly fear.
其实最怕的是有我们自己在其中。
Because we are afraid whatever we do, there is our own self.
有时候我们批评或者称赞。
Sometimes we criticize people or we praise others.
我们怕我们的批评有我自己的成分。
We have to be afraid that this is out of my own natural life.
我们也怕我的称赞也有我自己的成分。
And I'm afraid that my praise toward others also is out of my natural life.
哦，弟兄姐妹，求主把这样一个宝贵的敬畏来赐给我们。
Oh Lord, please give us this precious fear within us.
我们不愿意在我们的身上有那么多属于我自己的成分。
Because we don't want things that out of myself too much.
所以这要影响我们的生活。
And that fear will affect the way we live.
影响我们和弟兄姐妹之间的交通。
It affects the interaction we have with others.
我们有一个敬畏的心。
We need to have this godly fear.
不是照着我的肉体或者我天然我自己的想法。
So I don't react according to my flesh or my natural thinking.
有的时候我们真是会好像很放纵自己的肉体。
A lot of times we're very loose about controlling our flesh.
哇，这个脾气不发完，好像我就过不去了。
I have this anger or rage within me. I need to let my temper go.
弟兄姐妹，求主给我们一个敬畏的心。
Dear brothers and sisters, may God give us this fear.
我们怕我们自己。
That we are afraid of ourselves.
因为我们要讨主的喜悦。
Because we want to please our Lord.
因为今天我们能够侍奉神。这是一个何等的恩典
And such a wonderful grace it is that we are now able to serve God.
我们不愿意照着我们的意思，我们来侍奉，我们来行事。
Therefore, we don't want to serve or do things according to our own selves.
需要有一个敬畏的心。
Therefore, we need to serve or live with a fear.
林后第七章第一节说：“亲爱的弟兄啊，我们既有这等应许，就当 洁净自己，除去身体灵魂一切污秽，敬畏神，得以成圣。
2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 1 says, Since we have these promises, dear friends, let us purify ourselves from everything that contaminates body and spirit, perfecting holiness out of reverence for God.
要追求圣洁。
Yes, we need to pursue holiness.
非圣洁，没有人能够见主。
Because without holiness, no one will see God.
那你要圣洁，有一条路。
And in order to become holy, there is a way.
所以灵后七章这边告诉我们说，敬畏神得以成圣。
So in 2 Corinthians chapter 7 tells us that we need to have fears.
然后在最后他讲到说我们的神乃是烈火
And also at the end of Hebrews says Our God is a consuming fire
那这个烈火到那一天我们知道火要来试验
And because this fire will come and test us one day
在灵前三章十二节到第十三节
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 12 and 13 says
他说若有人用金银宝石草木禾秸在这根基上建造
says if any man builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay and straw
个人的工程必然显露
his work will be shown for what it is
因为那日子要将它表明出来
because the day will bring it to light
有火发现
It will be revealed with fire
这火要试验个人的工程怎样
And the fire will test the quality of each man's work
今天好像我们都在建造
So we're all building every day
但是到底我们是用什么样的材料在建造呢
But with what kind of material we're building our lives
是金银宝石或者是草木禾秸呢
Are they gold, silver, costly stones?Or wood, hay, or straw.
金是说到神的性情。
Gold speaks of God's nature.
银说到基督的救赎。
Silver speaks of Christ's salvation.
宝石是圣灵的工作。
And the costly stones are the work of the Holy Spirit.
但是草木禾秸是出于人的生命，人的天然的气息。
And wood, hay, or straw are out of our fleshly life.
所以我们看见这个工程今天也许从外表你看不出它的差别来
So the building work today cannot be distinguished from outwardly today
但是圣经告诉我们有一天火要显现出来
But Bible says one day will come and the fire will be revealed
这个火要试验个人的工程
And this fire will test the quality of our work
有什么是能够存留下来的呢
And whatever can remain after it
草木禾秸是不能存留的
Not wood, hay or straw
今天你做的工程无论多大
So no matter how big our work is today
外表无论多美丽
No matter how glorious it may be Or glamorous it may be outwardly
如果是草木禾秸的建造
But if those buildings are out of wood, hay or straw
到那一天它是不能耐火的
And when that day comes They cannot sustain through fire
都要烧掉的
They will be burned away
是的我们说主啊那天神是烈火那一个像那个审判是何等的严厉
Yes, we say Lord, you are consuming fire And it's very fearful
所有在基督以外的不能存留啊
And nothing that's outside of Christ can remain after the fire
那我们就讲到今天到底怎么样呢
Therefore, how do we do it today?
今天有没有火的试炼来临到
Do we have the test of fire today?
是不是不要等到那一天我们才经历火的试验
So that we don't wait until the end when the true fire comes
所以我们说今天审判台前的亮光
That's why we say the light before the judgment seat
哦，这是我们所求的
It's something we seek today
让圣灵光照我们
So that the Holy Spirit can reveal in our hearts
今天圣灵能够来焚烧我们
Can burn within our hearts
烧掉我们所有的悲情下品
And burn away the dross in our lowly nature
我们在彼得前书第一章第七节
In 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 7
这边讲到说叫你们的信心既被试验就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显得宝贵
These have come so that your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire.
可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
May be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed.
火来试验。
The fire comes to test.
但是我们知道他讲到的是经过火的试验，这些比金子被火试验仍然能坏的金子呢，是要更显得宝贵。
It says our faith is of greater value than gold, which perishes, even though refined by fire, may be proven genuine.
今天主把他的生命赐给我们。
The Lord has given to us His life.
那这个生命是能够经得起火的试验的。
And this life can go through fire.
所以今天火的试验不是把我们好像整个都摧毁了。
Therefore, the fire doesn't come to destroy us.
今天这个火，今天焚烧掉我们的悲情下品。
But burn away all the dross and the lowliness within us.
焚烧掉我们所有里面天然的软弱。
All the weakness out of natural lives.
我们说感谢主。
So we want to thank the Lord for that.
我们的神乃是烈火。
For He is a consuming fire.
但是今天这个火焚烧在我们的里面
And this fire also burns within us today
带给我们何等的福分
And that brings forth a blessing
我们的心要接那锻炼的火
So we say Lord our hearts want to accept your refining fire
哦、oh, 我们愿意来到主的面前
We want to come to the Lord
让圣灵的光能够照亮我们的全心
And askHoly Spirit to enlighten our heart completely.
有时候圣灵显明我们的光景。
Sometimes Holy Spirit reveal our true condition.
是带我们回转，带我们认罪悔改。
So that we can repent.
我们看见我们天然生命里面有许多是不讨主欢喜的。
And enlighten to us that we see many things in our hearts are not pleasing to God.
我们愿意有一颗心向主祷告。
May that be our willingness and prayer.
圣灵啊，来光照。
Oh, Holy Spirit, come and shine.
来启示。
Come and reveal.
来焚烧。
Come and burn.
我们的神乃是烈火。
Because our God is the consuming fire.
今天我们无论你怎么样做
Doesn't matter how you do it today
好像主并不一定是会勉强
God never forces us
好像不同的人做不同的工作
And different people do different kinds of work
并不是说你用草木禾秸建造你就遭遇多少不幸的事情
And doesn't necessarily say that you will suffer a lot of misfortune just because your work is out of wood, clay or straw
所以你看见各样的工程都在那里建造
So you see a lot of construction work going on
从外面看好像也分不是很清楚
Outwardly, you can't really tell the true quality behind it
但是我们存着一个敬畏的心。
Yeah, for us, we want to have a godly fear.
我们说主啊，我们要求的是真实的工作。
And say, Lord, I want to do what is genuine.
是讨你喜悦的工作。
What is pleasing to you?
是到那一天能够耐火的工作。
It's a work that can survive the fire that day.
宁可在今天，也许人家觉得这个是不足值得的。
We rather to say our work may be insignificant in others' eyes today.
别人觉得说这些都是不重要的。
And maybe people consider those are not important.
但是今天主他让我们有一个坚持。
But we want to insist.
我们愿意更多的得着基督。
That I want to gain more of Christ.
我们愿意在今天就更多的得着这个不能震动的国。
I want to receive more this unshakable kingdom today.
我们愿意来到主的面前。
We are willing to come to the Lord.
我们愿意让主今天来震动掉所有不属于他的。
Allow the Lord to shake or remove anything that doesn't belong to him.
我们愿意今天主亲自来吸引我们。
And we want the Lord to draw us close.
我们都是侍奉神的人
Knowing that we are people that serve God
我们里面充满了感谢
So we're full of thankfulness
我们愿意在服事中是讨主的喜悦
And we want to please our Lord through our service
我们真是巴不得说今天每一个侍奉我们是带着一个敬虔的心来侍奉
And we want to serve him with a reverent heart
这个侍奉不只是说你在教会我们在服事才叫侍奉
We're not talking about serving things in the church church.
其实我们在家庭中，这也是我们在侍奉神。
But also, when we live at home, we are serving God too.
在家庭中有一个敬畏神的心。
We need to have a reverent heart toward God at home.
不愿意有我的成分在当中。
And I do not want anything out of myself to be seen in my life.
你可以在工作的场合，你也是在侍奉神。
And you can serve God at work as well.
你在学生的岗位也在侍奉神。
Or as a student.
我们需要有一个敬畏的心。
We need to have a reverent heart.
求主来祝福我们。
May the Lord bless us.
那不能震动的国。
Oh, that unshakable kingdom.
今天我们既然已经得着了。
Since we have received it.
我们还要追求。
We need to continue to pursue.
让国度的实际今天能够彰显出来。
So the reality of his kingdom can be manifested in our lives.
让主的心能够满足。
So that God's heart can be satisfied.
我们一起有点的祷告。
Let us pray together.
主，我们何等的感谢你。
Lord, we are so thankful.
你叫我们今天能够成为国度的子民。
That we can become people of your kingdom.
我们得着了这个国度。
We have received this kingdom.
这是不能震动的国。
Which cannot be shaken.
主，你今天住在我们的里面。
Oh Lord, you now lives in us.
你向我们显现。
And you reveal yourself to us.
哦，那无价之宝的一线，叫我们脱下所有属地的残垒。
Oh, the appearing of the treasure.Help us let go and throw off anything that entangles us.
吸引我们来跟随你。
And draw us to follow you.
吸引我们向着标杆来直跑。
And attract us to run toward the goal.
哦，主，我们心中充满了感谢。
Oh Lord, our hearts are full of thankfulness.
今天我们能够来到你的面前。
That we can come to you now.
我们能够侍奉爱我们的主。
That we can serve our Lord who loves us.
主啊，是的，叫每一件事情我们所做的今天能够讨你的喜悦。
Oh Lord, may everything we do pleases you.
不是为着我们自己，乃是为着你的旨意。
We don't do these things for ourselves, but according to your will.
主啊，求主赐给我们一个敬畏的心。
Give us a reverent heart, Lord.
改变我们的生活。
Change the way we live.
让你能够掌权在我们的身上。
So that you can reign in us.
能够掌权在我们的家庭中。
You can reign in my home.
你能够掌权在你教会的里面。
You can reign in the church.
你的国是不能被震动的国。
For your kingdom, its kingdom cannot be shaken.
我们单单的爱你，敬拜你。
We love you and we worship you solely.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 感谢主，我们的话就停在这里。
We thank the Lord. Our message ends here.
愿神祝福大家。
May God bless everybody.